The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Drink it right in. This is Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. Good morning, producer Mark.
Hello.
Good morning, producer Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
And that's it for the team today. No Anna, she's abandoned us for ITV, of course she has. No Matt Dyson, where's Matt, I hear you ask. Well, overnight, Matt became the MP for Taunton Deane,
hey,
I believe. Oh, so congratulations, congrats, Matt. To Matt. Let's cross live to him, shall we? Oh, let me find it. Let's cross live to him and get a statement from Matt.
Mummy.
That's it. I've been desperate to play that for weeks now. So it's just me and Glenn on the show this morning.
Intimate, isn't it?
It is intimate, isn't it? Feels like we're like a local radio duo.
I think because we're sharing a microphone as well.
We could share a microphone, like, it's an awkward, like, you know when you see, like, super bands play live and there's only one microphone and you just think, what, they must be smelling each other's breath.
Yeah, come on, if you can afford the super group, you can afford another
exactly,
mic.
Yeah, you should be affording a second mic. Loads of stuff coming from the show, though. We're going to give away a £250 Wix gift card. Also, your chance to win your way into Stevie Nicks and possibly a text in about nuns later in the show. It's all happening.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you don't know where to start with your next garden project, fear not. At Wix, you can find all the essentials to refresh your garden space, from compost to garden sleepers and fencing and decking. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you might need for your next garden project, online right now at wix.co.uk. And to celebrate this, I'm giving you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Lead You Down the Garden Path. You might have heard this before, but Glenn, remind us how it works.
Well, Ben, you and I lead incredibly interesting lives. We've seen some things, haven't we?
Oh, God.
Look, we're each going to tell you a tale from our lives, but you know, you can't always trust us. One of us is going to be lying, the other one will be telling the truth. All you've got to do is correctly identify which one of us is lying and leading you down the garden path. It's as simple as that, Burrell.
Thank you. Thank you, Glennie. Okay, if you want to get involved this morning, please do give us a ring. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Give us a call if you're renovating your house or garden right now and you want a little bit of extra help. You can win that gift card on the show this morning. 0330 123 1215. Ring us now. All your T's and C's are online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, we want to give away a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Lead You Down the Garden Path. Me and Glenn are going to tell you a little tale. We are going to tell a tale each. One of us is telling the truth. One of us is leading you down the garden path and is lying. You have to decipher. You have to work out which one of us is lying. And doing that this morning online, number one is Chris. Chris, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ben. Morning, Glenn.
Hello.
Morning, Ben. Morning, Glenn. I like it. Quite disrespectful to the rest of the team there. Not saying good morning to you, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry. Good morning, team. Sorry.
Chris, what are you up to today? Where are you right now? Tell us everything, mate.
I'm currently just going to get on my bike, cycle to work. I'm in Salford and getting ready for the weekend, ready for England tomorrow.
Oh, I know. I feel quite nervous. Do you feel quite nervous about it?
Yeah, I do.
He's got to pull it out the bag tomorrow, though, hasn't he?
I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a stumbling block. We shall see.
Three at the back will be fine. We're talking about the England squad, right?
Yeah. What do you think we're talking about?
I don't know, just in case it was a different sport.
We're talking about England about javelin? Wimbledon. What are you talking about?
Okay, three at the back, you can't do that in tennis. In the mixed triples.
We shall see. I'm genuinely worried about it. Let's not worry too much about England, though, at the moment, Chris. Let's worry about getting you this £250 Wix gift card. We're going to tell you a story each, me and Glenn. And today's theme is It Happened at Work. It Happened at Work. So I've got little tales to tell you. Glenn's got little tales to tell you. Are you ready for your tales, Chris?
Yes, please.
All right, mate. So mine is obviously work-based, and it happened in our old building, and there was one staircase in our old building that you had to kind of get in and get out of the office on, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we had I think I can say we had a band in, a very well-known band, and they were doing an interview. And shortly after their interview, not with me, they were talking to another Absolute Radio presenter.
Right.
I'm not going to say which one. And afterwards, I left and was walking down the stairs and I bumped into someone who was involved in that interview. And I said, how were they? And he said, they were a bit difficult. Specifically, this one person was a bit of a bleep.
Mm.
And I went, oh, yes, I've heard that about him. And then we were sort of kind of like three witches around a cauldron, like really going for it, like having like a little kind of like moan about him. Mm. And of course, behind us, he appeared walking down the stairs.
No, no, no.
I don't think he heard, but you know when you just freeze, and I was like, hi, how are you? Great interview.
Because it was such like a car park stairwell, it was, wasn't it?
It was
if you're
so
on the ground
close.
Floor, you could hear whoever was on the
exactly,
sixth floor.
Exactly. It was so close, and I'm still months and months later feeling quite anxious about it all. So that is me. So I think that international rock star heard us basically slagging him off. Glenn, your story.
The first office I worked in as a temp, so this is when I was 19 years old, they did away with bring your daughter to work day, bring your son to work day, because almost no one there at the company had kids, so they introduced bring your grandmother to work day.
And did you?
I didn't on this occasion, but it was it didn't happen when I was there. It was like, oh, they do it in May, and at the time it was August. I'd narrowly missed out
that
on was, bringing my grandmother
to work. That would create a lovely atmosphere, I would have thought.
Wouldn't it? Okay. Much more useful than bring your kid to work day.
Chris, who do you think is telling the truth? Who do you think is leading you down the garden path?
Well, I think you're telling the truth and the second one's a complete lie.
So you think Glenn's the liar?
I do indeed. Yeah.
That is the right answer!
Yeah!
Chris, congratulations. The £250 Wix gift card is yours. What are you going to spend it on? Are you doing your house up at the moment?
We've just the kitchen, we've just done the living room, and now I got down on one knee, she said yes, so we're doing the boudoir upstairs.
Oh. Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Chris, enjoy doing up the boudoir. I feel physically sick saying that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Glenn is on social ammo duties. What's happening?
Well, obviously, the big story today is the general election, which we're not going to go into the big details of. Obviously, you've got the news with Katie White at 10:30 and on the hour. But, but one of the big stats about this is obviously that Labour have won the general election. It's the first time in power in 14 years. And I'm a Skeletons on Twitter has tweeted saying, to give you a sense of just how long that has been. Do you want to guess what the last number one was when Labour were last in government?
Oh.
This was 2010.
Oh.
It's a big hitter, Ben.
Is it?
It's Once by Diana Vickers. The, I believe, X Factor semi-finalist from 2008. Yeah, what a time.
I remember that song. I had to play it on the radio station I worked on seemingly every day. It's bringing back some horrible memories. I'm struggling to deal with it.
Now, elsewhere this morning, you're a tall man. How
Just under 6'4", not quite 6'4".
Just under 6'4", right, okay. Yeah. Okay, well...
How tall are you?
I'm 6'3", okay. But I don't seem 6'3". I think I've got a much shorter personality.
Okay.
Personality-wise, I'm like 5'10" in heels.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, this is huge news. I had no idea about this. This is from Rax King on Twitter, who tweeted, "My friend is 6'5" and told me something thrilling and disturbing once. He said whenever he takes the train during rush hour, he sees the same few other 6'5" guys' heads poking out of the crowd of people like treetops. He said they've got a special 6'5" guy's nod and everything. Oh, when bus drivers flash their lights at another bus driver.
I can understand this because I went to see Green Day last weekend and I was one of the tallest people in our little section and it was just me and another guy. I kept catching his eye across. It was quite uncomfortable after
but
a while.
But it meant you knew where you were in the crowd.
Exactly,
because you go,
yeah.
Oh, there's the guy. That's the beacon. And other people have gone in touch about it. Stop with Camus on Twitter said, "I walked by a fellow 6'6" guy and he nodded and said, stay tall." There's a whole community of really tall people.
Stay tall.
Another person I work in a department store the other day, three men who were all at least 6'5" were shopping in Big and Tall at the same time, and they came away as friends. They shared contact info and made plans to get together.
Are you sure you're making friends with people just because they're the same height as you?
I think you can. Because,
okay.
it's a unique situation because you go, look, we've got a lot in common. We're tall. We can see the tops of everyone's dirty fridges. You know. And finally, today, producer Old Swiss sent me this. This is from Not Another Quiz Night on Instagram. This is trying to give someone or get someone's phone number back in the days of the Roman Empire.
Maybe I can give you my number or something?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let me think. So it is plus IV, IV, VII, VII, II, VIII, VIII, VIV, V. And just call me anytime.
Great. Oh, hang on. That's only got X numbers.
X numbers? Oh, God, it's got to have XI numbers, isn't it? What am I doing? Oh, yes, sorry. What have I done? It's plus IV, IV, VII, VII, II, VIII, IVIIIV.
You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. As I'm sure you've heard us mention, there's a brand new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Say hello to Rayo. Glenn, are you Rayo ready?
I'm Rayo ready.
You were born Rayo ready, weren't you? It's our brand new app. It brings together live radio playlists and the best of Absolute Radio on demand. With Rayo, you can find playlists to match your mood. You can catch up on shows you might have missed, like this one, for example. You can pick up listening where you left off, and you can discover great new shows and great new stations as well. There's loads of Isle of Wight stuff still on Rayo, so you can listen back to live music and interviews as well. Go and get it now if you haven't done so already. This morning, I want to delve into the Absolute Radio playlists across our decade stations for a little round of Snog, Marry, Avoid. Three songs are going to be played for you right now, at least clips that are coming up on the Absolute Radio family of stations. Glenn, all you have to do is tell me who you're going to Snog, Marry, Avoid out of this lot. Coming up on the main station, New Order, World in Motion. Have you, I don't know if I heard this on the show, but have you heard the Peter Beardsley rap from World in Motion?
Peter Beardsley?
That's right, my friend. That's right.
What? There's another version?
There is.
I've never heard this in my life.
I tell you what, as a treat...
Don't tell me this 10 minutes after Social Ammo. We could have done it.
I will play it for you before 7:30.
Oh, right, thank
I'm going to treat
you.
What
a treat.
So, World in Motion from New Order coming up on the main station. On Absolute Radio 70s. T-Rex, Get It On. I know who I'm snogging straight away. And on Absolute Radio 90s... We're playing an Absolute Friday banger. Underworld and Born Slippy. So New Order on the main station, T-Rex on 70s, and on 90s Underworld. Glenn, who are you snogging, who are you marrying, who are you avoiding?
It's tricky. I can't in good faith marry Underworld. I think you know,
why not?
Conversation and stuff like that. And I think they're lyrically incoherent on this particular occasion. For what is it? Ultimately, it's a banger of a song, but it's just it's too much, I think, for a long term relationship.
I worry long term what that's gonna do to you.
It's exactly long term.
I don't want to see you. Like
I think it feels frivolous and correct to snog T-Rex, Get It On, I think, on this occasion. And New Order, I think there's a real sort of sense of married sort of stability. And do you get John Barnes thrown in sort of,
yeah,
as an additional member?
You can have John
marriage.
Barnes. Like you've got custody of John Barnes. I think I'm going to go exactly the same. Yeah, Mark Bonin, got to snog him. You've got to snog him. Mm. Peak Mark Bonin, you have to. Underworld, I'm going to avoid. And yeah, I'm going to marry New Order. Custody of John Barnes is a sentence I never thought I'd be saying in this show, but here we are.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The hole in game.
No, they're not. Lifetime, you can be slow or fast. I get the impression that he has not learned the lyrics and someone just handed him a paper and
said,
a bit like me on some sections of this show this morning. Speaking of which, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show and it's Ben Burrell here. This is the place where real music matters. Other things that matter are tickets, for example. And every single weekday on this show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie, we are giving you a chance to see some of the best live music events this summer as part of 10 weeks of tickets. And today, we could be sending you to see Stevie Nicks at BST Hyde Park. All you have to do to win is play our game, Don't Stop. This is very simple. We're going to bring two callers to air. Each caller will be given a theme. They have up to 60 seconds to talk about that theme without repeating themselves, hesitating, or going too far off topic. Whoever can go the longest without stopping will win. It's that simple. If you both make it to 60 seconds or both crash out at the same time, then we go to a tiebreak situation. If you want to play this morning, if you want to go and see Stevie Nicks, give us a ring right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Give us a call and you could be seeing Stevie Nicks at Hyde Park.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
So every single weekday on this show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie, we are sending you to some of the best live music this summer as part of 10 weeks of tickets. And today I want to send someone to Stevie Nicks at BST Hyde Park. We're going to play Don't Stop. Can you talk for 60 seconds on a given topic without repeating yourself, hesitating, or going too far off topic? If you can, you win these tickets. Play this morning on line number one is Robbie. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Benny. Morning, Glennie.
Hello!
Finally, that name's sticking. Yes. I'm so pleased. Robbie, what are you up to today? Let us know everything, please.
I'm at work at Heathrow. It is raining, so it's going to be wet but double busy.
All right, are you a big Stevie Nicks fan, big Fleetwood Mac fan?
My daughters are.
Oh, nice. What are your daughters' names?
Chloe and Brooke.
Very nice. Okay, you're going to take them, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, let's see who you're playing against. This morning, you're playing against on line number two. It's Steph. Good morning, Steph.
Morning, Ben. Morning, Glenn. How are you guys?
It's actually Benny and Glenny. If you could address us as that only, please. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, yeah. You're not on the back foot already.
Cut her off.
Oh, sorry, Benny and Glenny.
Thank you. Steph, what are you up to today?
I'm going to be going to work today. I work at the local college. I teach food and nutrition.
Ooh, food and nutrition. Okay. All right, well, we'll see if you can win your way into Stevie Nicks. You're going to go second, which means Robbie's going to go first. Before we get to that, before we give Robbie his 60 seconds, let's get you two to meet each other, shall we? Steph, meet Robbie. Robbie, meet Steph.
Oh, hello, nice Steph. To meet you, Robbie. Hello, good luck.
And you?
I can feel the tension already. All right, let's get going, shall we? Robbie, your 60 seconds is about to start. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, your topic, it's the same topic for both of you, obviously, is the paranormal. I'm going to start the timer now.
See, the paranormal is all about ghosts or something spooky. Depends on your theory of it, but some people believe, some people don't. But with the paranormal, it could also be like telekinesis or something more untoward. With people who believe in it, they go on ghost hunting expeditions and they also try and see what other people don't believe. But if you do go on it, there's some TV shows you could watch, like ghost hunting and paranormal activities. They were more like films, but there was also things that also brought you towards it, which other people don't believe in as well. But if you do believe in the paranormal, it is good to go on ghost hunts. You can do them at a lot of old prisons and old churches.
Oh, we're going to stop you there, Robbie. We're going to stop you there. I think repeating ghost hunts. Yeah. What was that, old Swiss?
34.
Not bad.
Oh, that was pretty good. All right, Robbie, stay there. Steph, your 60 seconds is about to begin in 3, 2, 1. Good luck.
Thank you. So the paranormal, it relates to lots of things. It could be ghosts, it could be things moving around in your house, it can be spirituality, and it can also relate to people having things such as gifts, so telekinesis, or the ability to communicate with the spiritual world, the ability to move objects without physical interaction. And it, again, it depends on if you believe it or not. Sometimes it's a religious thing, sometimes it's an opinionated thing. It has gone into entertainment, so there's lots of films, there's lots of TV series around the paranormal activity.
Steph, we're going to stop you there. We're going to stop you there. Because, Steph,
okay,
you have won. Congratulations.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, thank you so much.
Both wow. Really, really good. That was really good. I was sweating thinking about that. Steph, congratulations. Who are you going to take with you?
Probably some of my good friends. We are massive Stevie Nicks fans. Like, she's literally the go-to. So it's actually going to be really difficult to decide who to take. But I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Bless you. No problems at all. You spoke brilliantly. Robbie, you spoke brilliantly as well. Congratulations to Steph. Commiserations to Robbie. Another chance for you to win on 10 weeks of tickets with Bush and Richie from 4 o'clock this afternoon. The boys could be saying he's going to see Blossom. Steph, congratulations.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Glenn.
Yes.
The other day, me and my wife were coming back from my parents' house, right? We were in the car, both children asleep in the back. I was idly looking out the window. We'd just gone through the lovely market town of Arundel.
Oh, nice.
And as we left the town, we were going onto the motorway. And as we were going onto the motorway, we passed a Beefeater pub, right?
Yeah.
And I saw something in the car park that honestly made me, I can't describe it, made me so excited and elated, right? Just see this thing. It was a group of nuns. A load of nuns.
Oh, on the run?
Not on the run. I want to say they were not on the run. They were just in the Beefeater car park, right?
Wow.
What's the plural noun of nuns?
A letter of nuns?
A
parliament of nuns.
A parliament of nuns. They were just in the car park. I don't know what they were doing, but they're all...
Swarm.
They're a swarm of nuns, that's right. They're in the car park, and it lifted my spirits no end. I don't know why. It was just a lovely moment to witness some nuns. So I thought on the show this morning, 8-12-15 is my text number. Tweet at Absolute Radio. Answer the simple question, when was the last time you saw a... Why are you laughing? When was the last time you saw a nun? 8-12-15, tweet at Absolute Radio. Because it's quite a rare occurrence, right? It doesn't happen all the time. But when it does, it's absolutely glorious. So let's remind ourselves of those wonderful moments we've all had at one point. 8-12-15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. When was the last time you saw a nun? Glenn, I'm going to you first.
Well, apart from the blue one on the bottle I'm drinking from right now, I genuinely couldn't tell. I can tell you the first time I saw a nun.
Okay, yeah.
It was when I was 18 years old, and I was on a bus. Me and some friends were in Rome, and we were on a bus, but we were going
this
to
doesn't
the,
count.
But we were going to the Vatican, so it was very on the nose.
They were on a
it
bus
was
going
really
to the Vatican.
On the nose. Yeah, it was actually the most obvious. It was the most obvious location to spot a nun.
Right.
It was Cleric Central, Ben.
Do you think they're going to work?
Yeah, we were part of the morning commute. Yeah, yeah.
81215 is my text number. Tweet at Absolute Radio. The important question we're asking this morning, on election day no less, is when was the last time you saw a nun? Let us know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave. Hi, Benny and Glennie. That's the official title you should address us with this morning. I saw four nuns a few weeks ago having lunch in a Wetherspoons in Clacton. That's Jeanette in Clacton. Good to know, but it was a glorious experience for you. Ben, not a nun, but I almost knocked a vicar over on his bike in Morrison's car park. No problems, though. He smiled and pedalled away. He was balancing toilet rolls on his handlebars, says Marie in Newcastle. What a lovely image for us all. Ben recently came back from holiday in Zagreb, Croatia. I've never seen so many nuns in one place. I kept pointing them out to my partner, every single one I saw. Love it, says Isla. There's nothing like it. It's an experience everyone should go through. 81215 is our text number. When was the last time you saw a nun? Do let us know. Now, obviously, we are One Breakfast Show, 9 playlists, and on the main Absolute Radio station, I believe, we just played the new single from Kasabian. If you're a Kasabian fan, good news! They're going on tour at the end of the year. How about this? Right, Kasabian are going on tour, and they're going to be supported by The Streets. What a spicy, spicy evening that is. On tour in November, they're playing Birmingham, Glasgow, the O2 in London, Co-op Live in Manchester. That's happening on the 8th, 9th, 15th and 16th of November. Tickets are on sale at the Absolute Radio ticket store on Wednesday the 10th at 9:30 a.m. That's Wednesday the 10th at 9:30 a.m. Stick a little reminder on your phone if you fancy it. You can go and see Kasabian this November on tour with The Streets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. My name is Ben Burrell. I'm playing the role of Dave Berry this morning. Sure, the election results are coming in thick and fast, but we're concentrating on when was the last time you saw a nun? 81215 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Pretty sure they're doing the same thing on Radio 4 right now. I feel like we're doing it better, though. 8:12:15. Tell me the last time you saw a nun, please. I saw a load of nuns in a Beefeater car park just outside of Arundel, and honestly, it's one of the most treasured memories I have right now. This says, Ben, I work at a Wetherspoons in Godalming. Wait a second. They're always in Wetherspoons, nuns. Have you noticed this on the text?
What, a Tuesday steak club?
Oh, my God, they love a Tuesday steak club, don't they? This curry club still going on at Wetherspoons?
Yes, Ben.
We have to go. We have to go this week.
Chicken club on Monday, steak club Tuesday, curry on Wednesday. Get your facts straight.
That is a comedian that's travelled the country right there. Ben, I work at Wetherspoons in Godalming. A couple of weeks ago, three nuns came in for lunch. One even had a guitar on her back, says Jason. Hi, Ben. Just got back from Krakow. Loads of people saying this. Krakow seems to be nun central. Also saw a monk there, says Katie. One exhilarating experience that was, I bet. Ben saw four nuns going on to the Smiler Ride at Alton Towers, says Paul. That's not true. No way is that true.
I don't know.
Nuns on the Smiler?
Nuns have fun.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Already worried about tomorrow. Oh, God. I'm worried about England games when we have to win or when we're expected to win.
So any knockout situation. Or, yeah, any of the games we've had so far. Slovakia, Slovenia, we were meant to thrash them.
Exactly. If it's like Germany, if we're against Germany, I think, well, you know, we'll try our best and see what happens. But this is a game we have to sort of, well, we're expected to win at least. So we shall see you tomorrow night. I'm worried about that. I'm also worried about the fact that I'm talking to you right now, Glenn, in almost darkness.
You're almost complete pitch black. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. During that last song, the lights went out. We believe this is a planned outage. Either that or the nuns have heard us talking about them on air and something terrible's happened. And they've called the guy upstairs and this is where we are now. Let's move on from that, shall we? 81215 is our text number. You can tweet at Absolute Radio if you want to get involved in the show this morning. Glenn, I believe that the show, was it you or the show in general, received a weird gift recently?
I received a weird gift. My wife, Katie, and I received a weird gift through a post. It was like a block of like envelope sized cards that were called like love IOUs, and you fill in the first part and the second part, and it's meant to be like some relationship thing where it's like, if you unload the dishwasher, I owe you one smooch. It's like vile. It's vile, grotesque stuff. And immediately I was like, my wife Katie was like, well, who sent this? And I was like, it was obviously your dad, but it's not her dad. So we just thought that's the sort of thing your father, you know, like we just thought, we narrowed it down to one person.
Right, okay.
And she said, well, it's not him. And so now we're all out of ideas. We have no idea who it could possibly be.
So someone sent this to your home address?
Yes, with us addressed on it. It wasn't just posted through our letterbox. It was like, no, it was sealed. It had our names on it. and we don't know what it's for.
What a weird thing to anonymously send.
Some weirdo who wants one of us to do chores and the other person to kiss them for
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Wow, what a strange thing. But this morning, we want to hear if you've received a weird gift like this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it probably won't be as weird as that. I don't know if we're going to find anything as weird as that. 8-12-15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Let us know, please. We're off to launch a full investigation as to who has done this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Benny and Glennie with you this morning. We're still in darkness. The lights in the studio have gone off. We don't quite know what's going on. We are somehow getting through it. We're being very brave, aren't we? We want to hear from you this morning on 8-12-15 if you've received a weird gift. Glenn, remind us of the gift you received to your house, no less.
Yes, it's like an IOU, and you're meant to give it to your housemate, romantic partner, whatever, and you scribble on it like, oh, if you do whatever household chore, I owe you, and then it's whatever act of affection
you so wish. A cuddle.
True love's first kiss.
And you haven't used any of
these
yet.
True love's last kiss.
You haven't used any of these yet.
We haven't used true love's penultimate kiss. Oh. No, we haven't used any.
There's still time. Could be this weekend. 8-12-15 if you've received a gift like this. This says we got a coffin in the post in error. That's chilling. Thank God it's in error.
Yeah. What an enormous threat.
What an elaborate threat that is. Wow, someone's really took the time out to do that. Hi, Ben. This is chilling. This is almost as chilling as yours, Glenn. Hi, Ben. I once received a pack of blue tack. The cardboard box was gone, so it was just the tack between two sheets. My name was handwritten on the envelope, but the address was printed on paper, cut out, and sellotaped on. I didn't recognise the writing and have asked on Facebook, but there are no takers. Still a mystery, says Lizzie. That's chilling, isn't it? Blue tack without the cardboard. There's something
It doesn't have any form of lettering, anything, you know, it's not, it doesn't come in an envelope or anything like that. That's when it's more terrifying. I once got left outside my house two little pots of, like, mayonnaise you get from, like, a kebab place. Just two. Just placed side by side on my doorstep.
Full. Unused. Yeah.
Unused.
That's a gift from the gods, mate. That's a gift from the gods. 8-12-15 to text on this. Do let us know. I can't believe I'm saying this, but no more texts on the nuns, please. We're still getting two have come in just the last 10 seconds. No more nun texts, please, but thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Friday mornings, Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. This is the No Repeat Guarantee. It's Benjamin Thomas Burrell here. Glenn, you've given us social ammo already, but my goodness, we want more.
Extra, extra, extra.
Well, thank you very much. Well, obviously, look, the big news today is the general election, but obviously there's a big election happening in the United States this year as well. They're hosting a world's oldest man competition. And who wants to hear Donald Trump talking about Pokemon? Now, this isn't Donald Trump himself. This is the impressionist James Austin Johnson from Saturday Night Live with Donald Trump talking about Pokemon.
We like playing the vanilla, playing the game, OK? We want to actually play it. And then they do Gold, Silver, Crystal. Sir, you've got 100 more Pokemon you have to catch. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? Pikachu has a baby now. We didn't like it. We thought that was... frankly, if you are adding in babies where there weren't babies before, that is not real, okay? That is not the original system that we had, that the Founding Fathers had. Okay? And then you had somebody like Professor Oak. After the election, we're going to be doing something about Professor Oak. Very soon, we are going to be doing something about Professor Oak, who is... he's not with our people, is he? He's not with our people. And we are going to stop the count at 252.
What will you be talking about it later? I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. You're listening to Absolute Radio. This is the place where real music matters. And do you know what else matters? This.
Five players, $5,000 with Wix.
Yes, $5,000 with Wix. Get your garden ready for a summer with Wix. Find everything you need for your next garden project, including decking, sleepers, trellis panels, all available at wix.co.uk right now. Can you match just five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team? If you can, you win £5,000 worth of Wix vouchers. I'm looking for five professional footballers from any league or tournament in the world, from any period in history. Match all five to win. Playing this morning on line number one is Gary. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm right, mate. How are you? What's going on today? What are you up to? Tell us everything.
Just working, mate. Tyler. or just in a bathroom.
Is it a commercial bathroom, domestic bathroom?
Domestic, mate. Mm,
what tile cut are we going for? Is it a metro tile? Love a metro tile.
No, it's a 3x6, a wee grey tile.
All right, very, very nice. Okay, let's see who you're playing with this morning. Glenn is your only option, so I think I know where it might land. Good luck, everyone.
Player generator. Matt Dyson.
Who could it be?
Glenn Moore.
Oh, all right. Glenn. What a surprise.
Good luck.
If it landed on Anna there, I just don't know what we'd have done. We'd have to get her on. She'd be doing a live ITV link and doing this game with us as well. Glenn has now left the room. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready, mate. Go for it.
All right, Gary, five names in front of me. You just give me a surname. They look all... They're pretty simple, these ones, I think. I think you're going to do well. Name number one is Harry.
Kane.
You've got to say Kane. Even as a Scotsman, you've got to say it. Name number two is Anthony.
Marshall.
Yes. Jordan is name number three.
Pickford.
Name number four is Alex.
Scott.
Scott, yep, that's the one I was going to go for. Good choice. Yeah. And the fifth and final name is Tom.
Tom? Tom? Cleverly.
Cleverly. Okay, Kane, Martial, Pickford, Scott, Cleverly. That's a pretty good set of names,
me,
I think.
Threw me off, but that was
no, no, it's good, it's good. Gary, stay there. We could be giving you £5,000 worth of Wix gift card goodness next.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
If you just joined us this morning, Gary is playing five players, £5,000 with Wix. Glenn is back in the studio. Glenn, welcome back. Where'd you go? What'd you get up to?
I stood in the hallway and looked through the glass and I didn't blink.
Okay. Did you pick up anything from me, my reactions?
Nothing at all. Because I couldn't see your face from behind the microphone, so I didn't pick up on anything. No body language, so nothing at all.
Still a fair contest. Let's bring Gary back on. Gary, how do you think your names went? I thought they were pretty good.
Oh, I think the second one was a bit dodgy, but apart from that.
I don't know. I'm struggling to think of another one for that second name. I probably would have gone with that as well.
And then that last one threw me off a bit. Apart from that, we're all good.
I don't know. I think you'll be all right.
I'm trying to think who the second one could possibly be. I think it's going to be Jan Venegor.
That's it, yeah. Okay, Glenn, you ready for your names?
I'm ready for the names.
All right, name number one.
Yeah.
Harry.
Kane.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Nearly said Maguire.
Name number two.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Gordon.
Martial, yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, let's try and save face. Name number three, Jordan.
Two big hitters are going to go for one currently in the squad, Pickford.
Yes. Name number four, Alex.
Scott.
Yes. Fifth and final name, this might be a stumbling block, Tom.
Oh, man. Tom.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
This is really, really hard.
Gary had the same problem.
Yeah, I like...
Because it's such a regular name as well, like a common name for footballers.
I'm trying to think of like it hits me, you know, like if I was allowed like a Huddleston. Let's go with Huddleston.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I had to go that far back, like a decade, because I couldn't think of anyone. I'm sorry if it took ages for a competition that was already lost.
He could hit a ball, couldn't he, Tom Huddleston? Yeah. God love him. Unbelievably, it's not Tom Huddleston.
Did he go with Tom Hiddleston from Soccer 8?
No. I would have accepted. Gary went with Tom Cleverly.
Tom Cleverly!
I'm quite glad you've done that, to be fair.
Tom is surprisingly difficult.
That was a stumbling block, man. That was brutal.
Gary, sorry about that, mate. Sorry, but, not too bad a showing.
Nice one, mate.
Who are you going to support tomorrow for the England game, Gary?
Oh, I'm supporting England, mate.
Oh, bless you. Oh. Okay. all right, nice one. Listen, have a great weekend and thanks for playing this morning.
You too, chaps, and I bet,
mate. Cheers, mate. If you want to play tomorrow or rather on Monday, then give us a call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215 for your chance to win £5,000 worth of a Wix gift card. That's happening on Monday's show. Give us a ring. 0330 123 1215.
£5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. You can listen to this show on demand on our brand new Rayo app. The podcasts are available for you right now. And before we do finish, Glenn, we need to name the podcast, and you have the honour of naming it today.
Okay.
Here are your options: Benny and Glennie and the Jets.
That's a strong front runner.
Yeah, that was you in the
first. In fact, we could just leave it there if
Fine,
you want.
Fine, done. no, because there's some good ones here. The mixed triples. What was that? I don't remember
that. That was about three at the back.
Oh, yes,
and
I do.
And I wasn't sure what sport we were actually talking about.
Okay. Enjoy doing up the... What was that?
Boudoir?
Boudoir, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
for the caller.
This was an early competition winner. Sorry, were you not here?
Once the link's done, mate, I just don't think about it, right? I'm just on to the next. Yes, I do remember the boudoir chat now with our caller who won £250 on the Wix gift card competition. We can see the top of your dirty fridges was something you uttered when we were talking about how tall we are.
People, yes. Yeah.
Custody of John Barnes.
Yes.
During the,
it's not Marry a Void.
Yeah, the Peter Beardsley rap as well we played. Never forget that. Go back to the podcast and listen to that for that alone. A swarm of nuns, which I believe is not the correct terminology.
No, the correct collective noun is, that's a lot of nuns.
Yes, exactly. Nuns have fun was just something a conclusion we came to during the show. And someone wants us to do chores and the other one to kiss them for it was something you mentioned about when you had that weird gift sent to your house.
Mail sent through the post.
Which I'm still concerned about, that someone knows your home address.
So am I, because it's my address and I didn't
exactly.
Have to go back to it.
It's troubling, isn't it? Which one do you fancy out that lot?
Again, I'm sticking with the gut instinct and the first one we had. Of Benny and Glennie.
Okay, Benny, Glennie and the Jets is the podcast name. It'll be available on our brand new Rayo app very, very soon. On the main Absolute Radio station, Leona Graham is coming up next with Tea Break Trivia and your chance to win £275,000.